boys. You're never too young to like lima beans. You want to try that for me, Alec?
No.
No? How about Nick?
No.
Huh? No? Okay, maybe you are too young. Oh, Michelle, honey, I'm going to get the door. And you know what, you guys? If you finish these delicious lima beans, you can have dessert.
I'll show you guys how to get dessert.
Come in.
Thank you.
What the?
Just be cool. She'll never know.
How'd you do, Michelle? Hey, how'd you get them to finish their lima beans?
Well, it's a kid thing.
Oh, really?
The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
How are the Rush Hour Renegades?
Doomed, but thanks for asking.
Yeah, the radio station's getting a new manager, Allison the Axe Axelrod. I hear that she's firing everybody and switching to classical music. We're talking pre-blue suede shoes here.
Let's face it, Jess, we're history. Dust. Yesterday's garbage. Becky just put us out on the curb.
Yeah, it's trash day. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Get back here. Sit down. Now, what is wrong with you guys? You're professionals. You know, when I was on Good Morning Omaha, I had to do the farm reports as Becky the milkmaid. They made me sign off with a pig call. Sue! Well, not a porker, but close.
Oh, Jess. Oh, please. Look, Vicky's going to be here any minute with her mom, and she's an interior decorator, and I don't want any footprints on the table.
Don't worry about Danny. She's not going to be checking out footprints. She came here to check you out.
No, she didn't. She's in town accepting an interior decorating award.
Yeah, that and to grill you like a shish kebab.
You know, Danny, once you meet the mother, everything in the relationship changes. This is a real milestone for you and Vicky.
Come on, Joey. Vicky and I are doing great.
Her mom's not here to check me out. I'm not worried.
Well, you know, this is also your chance to check her out. You meet the mom, see what the daughter's going to look like in about 20 years.
Fine, let her check me out. I'll check her out. I got nothing to hide.
It's checkout time.
Mom, this is Danny. Danny, this is my mother, Liz Larson.
Hi. It's nice to meet you, Liz. And congratulations on your award.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Danny.
Nice to have you both meeting. Mom, this is Joey and Jess, Rebecca, Comet, Stephanie, and Michelle.
Hi, Judy.
Dad, Vicky's gonna look good when she gets old.
Kids, you know, to them, everybody's old. They think I'm ancient, so that would make you. Kids, why don't you show Liz the rest of the house?
Oh, yeah.
My room first!
That's good. Let's hurry on up there. Oh, boy. So, Liz, what do you think?
Oh, window seat, corbels. This room has all the classic features.
Mrs. Larson, What would you do if you were redecorating this room for, say, an heiress or a princess or a fifth grader and her sister?
Hold on, girls. Mrs. Larson is not at work today.
Oh, no. It's perfectly all right. Now, in here, I think that I would splash these walls with bright colors.
I did that with my finger paints. Daddy didn't like it.
And I'd use contrasting patterns to make the room vibrate with youth and excitement.
Perfect. She's youth and I'm excitement.
So, Dad, what do you think? Can we splash the room and make it vibrate? Please, please.
Oh, girls, why change a perfectly good room? Let's not just have change for the sake of change.
No, Danny, I understand. I see clients like you all the time. Some people are just uncomfortable with change.
I'm not uncomfortable with change. I change my socks every day. Twice if it's humid.
Steve, let's not give up yet. There are 25 guys on the wrestling team.
You gotta be able to fix me up with one of them.
Well, you know, Kimmy, it's not that easy. Bobby's going with someone, and Chuck's still not over his last girlfriend, and all the other guys know you.
Oh, good. Everybody, I'd like you to meet Vicky's mom, Liz Larson.
Hi.
Hi.
Liz, this is my daughter, DJ.
Hi, DJ.
And her friends, Kimmy and Steve.
Hello.
Hi.
They don't live here. They just eat here.
So, what do you think of our Mr. T? He's a little skinny, but he's also uptight.
Oh, that's me. It's my office. I'm sorry. I gotta take this.
Well, hurry back.
So, this is awkward. Meeting Mom. I guess that means wedding bells. Here comes
Steve.
The bride, all dressed in white. Da 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 da. Oof. Hey, Steve Marino. You know, from this angle, your caboose looks really good.
You know, Danny, I wasn't going to say anything, but since it's come up, what are your feelings on the subject?
Well, to be honest with you, I haven't given that much thought to Steve Areno's caboose.
I'm talking about marriage.
Marriage?
Hmm.
Well, I think marriage is a wonderful thing, if you want to wind up married. Coffee?
Danny, I would hate for Vicky to waste her time in a relationship that wasn't going anywhere.
Oh, no, Liz, we're going somewhere. Just next month, we're going to Napa Valley.
Do you always make jokes when you want to avoid a subject?
No, sometimes I shampoo the dog. There I go again.
So how are you two doing?
Great.
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 Hey, Jess, listen. I know how strongly you feel about rock and roll, but I think we should be flexible. I mean, if Alison Axelrod wants classical music, I think we should be prepared. Okay? All right? Check this out. Flight of the Bumblebee by Rimsky-Korsakov.
This bumble brain. Now, see, it's not just because I love rock. This is business. I mean, look at these ratings. People love us out here. I mean, I don't get this axe person. I mean, if she switches over to classical, she doesn't know her axe from a hole in the ground.
You know something, Jess? We got a great thing going here, and I think we just got to fight to keep it going.
My buddy. My
all, man. Right. All right. Yeah, okay.
Shaka Braza.
Yeah, all right. Give me five.
Okay.
All right, around the back for seven.
All right.
Whoa, over the river, through the woods. I'm going to grandmother's house. All right, whoa, I'm John Travolta. I'm staying alive. Yeah, all right. Whoa, let's lumbada. Yeah.
I have a surprise in the girls' room.
A surprise?
All right.
Well, have I mentioned I'm not really a surprise kind of person? Liz?
Wow. I get to live here.
Mrs. Larson, it's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, darling.
Mom, it's stunning. Danny, isn't it stunning?
I am stunned.
It's just my way of apologizing for yesterday, Danny. I know that we didn't get off to such a good start.
Liz, this is really...
No, please don't thank me. I called in some favors and used some floor samples, and I really enjoyed doing it for the girls.
And we really enjoyed having it done for us.
Well, I'm really glad everybody really enjoyed themselves. Can I talk to you for a second? Excuse us, really.
Danny, is there a problem?
Yes, there is.
Then why are you smiling?
Oh, please, come this way. Vicky, your mother had no right to redecorate the girls' room.
Danny, I know she comes on a little strong sometimes, but her intentions were good.
You think it's good to totally rearrange my life?
It's not your life, Danny. It's a room. A room Stephanie and Michelle love. Look, sometimes we all need a little change.
A little change? What is it with you people and change?
You people?
But you and your mother.
Hmm.
Oh, my God. You're doing that hmm thing.
What hmm thing?
That hmm thing. And oh look, now you're pacing.
What is wrong with pacing?
Oh, look. You got your hands on your hips. You're acting just like your mother.
And that's a bad thing?
No, I think it's fine. It gives me a little bit of insight into a side of you that I didn't quite know before.
Oh, well, I'm seeing another side of you, too, and I think I've seen enough of it.
Oh, really? Well, you know what, Vicky? If that's the way you feel, then maybe you should just leave.
Can't sleep in that room.
What are you talking about? Vicky's mom just redecorated it for you. It's beautiful.
I know. But I can't go back in there.
What? Where are you gonna sleep?
This will do.
You too? Oh no, forget it. Dad, we have a situation here.
Don't worry, when Stephanie snores, just pinch her off.
Get them out, please.
Steph, Michelle, why aren't you in your new room?
Dad, we can't go back in there.
That's the breakup room. It made you and Vicky fight.
How can we go back in there knowing how miserable it made you?
Miserable? No. I know I'm happy. I'm thrilled. I'm just shy of giddy. Yeah, because, you know, all those weekends that I used to get excited about doing things with Vicky, now I can get excited about other things, really cool things that I can do all by myself.
Like what?
Like, scuba diving.
Scuba diving?
Girls, come on, get your things together and get into your new room so you can be as happy as I am, okay? Happy, happy, happy.
He's miserable.
I've never seen him so sad.
Did I miss something?
All right, Joseph, that was a pretty good set. We did rock and roll music, I Love Rock and Roll, Rock Around the Clock, Rockahula Baby, and my favorite, theme from the Rockford Files.
Rock and roll with the Rush Hour Renegades.
The news is next. Rock on. Rock and roll. That was for the axe.
That's right. We go down rocking, buddy.
Shaka bra.
Shaka bra. Give me five. All right. I'm John Travolta. I'm staying alive.
Don't start.
Jess, look. Look, talking to Artie. It's gotta be the axe.
I bet she's giving out pink slips.
Poor Artie. The
guy's been working here 31 years and they throw him out like a pair of old disco boots. Boy, she is cruel. She is heartless. She is cold.
And really cute.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Allison Axelrod.
Joy Gladstone.
Hi.
Hi.
And you must be Jesse.
Yeah, I must be.
I have decided to make a few changes, and these are for you. Jesse and Joey.
Let me tell you something. I grew up on this station, KFLH, okay? You were playing the Beach Boys, the Beatles, the Who. That's where I learned about rock and roll, right here. If you're gonna ruin the best station in this town, it's fine with me, but you can do it without us because we quit. Let's go, Joseph. Joey, what are you doing?
Flight of the Bumblebee by Rimsky-Korsakov.
Traitor!
If he's gonna quit, I'm gonna need that parking pass back.
Parking pass?
Yeah, I thought we'd go on an assigned parking system. You know, I just was afraid that if everybody came in all at once and then they'd all get jumbled up and, you know, it's my first day and I'm just trying to be nice.
That's okay. That's okay.
Thank you so much.
You know what? Excuse me. I gotta head someone off at the elevator. I'll be, I'll give you another hug when I come to, hold on. Jeff!
What a great spot. Thanks. It's a great spot. I got a perfect view of the car in front of me. Thank you.
Did you guys think I was going to fire you?
No, absolutely
not. No. It's just that, not that we believed it, but we heard this vicious, silly rumor that, you know, you were going to fire everybody and switch to classical.
Oh, why would I do that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, this, we heard you had this moniker, you know, the axe.
The axe. I hate that name. I don't know how it got started.
Let me just give you a little piece of advice. I mean, if you're going to give out new parking spots, you shouldn't make them pink because we thought you were firing Artie.
Oh, I did. The guy is dead weight. See ya.
Here comes Dad.
Great. This is going like clockwork. Now, just do what I do. Look casual.
Hey, girls. What are you up to?
Nothing. Nothing.
How about you?
How about you?
Well, I signed up for scuba lessons. Got my wetsuit right here. Well, I can't wait to be underwater, not thinking about Vicky. I gotta go find a cold ocean.
See you later, Dad.
See you later, Dad.
Hey, guys, how's Dad doing?
He's gonna be doing great. We're getting him and Vicky back together.
We got a plan.
You two came up with a plan? You can't even match your socks.
For your information, it's an extremely sophisticated and intelligent plan.
Yeah, we called Vicky and we told her that I got my head stuck in a fence.
That's insane. No one's gonna believe that.
Sounds close.
Open up, girls. I've got the fire department.
The fire department's here? They don't see a girl stuck in the fence. We're gonna look like idiots.
Oh, you're way past that.
Girls! Stall them. Okay, come on, the backyard.
Can we talk about this?
Quick, stick your head in.
Yeah, right.
Just do it.
You are so bossy.
Hey, twerp. This is private property.
Shh, I'm in the middle of a plan.
Well, as long as you're here, do you like grilled sardines?
Ew.
Are you sure you wouldn't like a nice bran muffin? Oh, there she is. Oh, Michelle, are you okay?
kids. They'll stick their heads in the darndest places.
Hey, what is going on out here?
You tell us, Aquaman.
Michelle is stuck in the fence.
What? All right, everybody stand back. Come on, Gus, let's chop her out.
Chop! Plan is over.
Yeah, that chop thing works every time.
I am so sorry. The girls called and said that Michelle's head was stuck in the fence. I thought it was an emergency.
Yeah, I'm sorry too, gentlemen. I have no idea why my daughters are acting so weird.
I could take a guess.
Thanks, guys. Hey, girls, you know better than to say something's an emergency unless it really is.
I'm sorry. We made up that story to get Vicky to come over so you two would make up.
Next time you have a plan, use your own head.
Vicky, I'm sorry about this. Thanks for being so concerned about Michelle.
No problem.
Vicky, listen. Since we broke up, I really haven't been myself.
Well, you're certainly dressing differently.
Well, I started taking up scuba diving to try to keep my mind off how much I missed you.
Did it work?
No, but the chafing distracted me for a while. Look, I'm sorry. I'm sure your mother had great intentions, but I'm not ready for that kind of change.
If it bothers you so much, go back to the old wallpaper.
No, it's not the girls' room. I'm talking about marriage.
Marriage? Who's talking about marriage?
Your mother.
I'll kill her. Danny, just because my mother brought up the subject of marriage doesn't mean that I'm ready to talk about it.
Well, then everything's settled. Everything's not settled.
Why didn't you tell me what was really bothering you?
Oh, I don't know. Everything was just changing so fast that I didn't know how to deal with it.
Well, change doesn't have to be a bad thing.
Change is really difficult for me, Vicky. I've been using the same oven mitt for 12 years.
I was thinking more about our relationship. It won't grow without change.
Well, I can deal with change if we can do it together. I love you, Vicky.
I love you, too.
Oh, I missed you.
I missed you, too. You know what? I gotta get out of this suit. It's really starting to bunch.
Sure.
Oh, sweetheart?
Yes?
You're standing on my flipper. Thank you. Help me out of this.